Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, highlighting great people doing great things. Some of you need to hear this because, let's be honest, you're out of control. In the studio, I have Monica Bay, the healer in heels. She is a purpose alignment coach and energy healer. After more than a decade of grit and hard work to climb from the bottom to the top of a publicly traded finance company, Monica Bay walked away from it all to pursue a more meaningful, spiritual, and emotionally fulfilling career. She now spends her time helping others realize their purpose and true life path. She holds a bachelor's degree in social science and is a certified life coach, certified Reiki master, and certified hypnotist. Don't try that with me. How you doing, Monica?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. You have so much accolade to your name, including Ask Monica, which is featured on rollingout.com and the Rolling Out social media,
yes.
Facebook, et cetera. And you write blogs there, and you have a podcast. But let's talk about the genesis of your work. Ask Monica, right? So people can come to you about, is it anything?
So far, it's pretty much anything. But what I've been focused on in terms of the answers is the questions that have to do with significant life issues that people are going through,
okay,
where they really need some advice on how to get through it or how to, you know, maintain positivity through their difficult situation.
You have a very interesting journey because you went from this very sought out and successful corporate individual dealing in the avenue of finance.
Yes.
Trading. Okay. Yeah, that's a lot. And then and then you go to this. What in the world made the transition for you?
Well, interestingly, so I was at that company for about 13 years. And I was a very young executive, so I became an executive in my 20s. We won't talk about my age right now.
But
we'll just say that was a while ago.
You look like you're still in your 20s to me.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So, but what happened was I ended up working myself into the ground because just, you know, focusing, again, being a young executive, being the only black person in, let alone a woman, in a room full of mostly 60-year-old Jewish men.
Wow.
And so I had to hold my own. And so I worked extremely hard and basically ended up overworking myself. And what happened was my body started breaking down on me. At one point, I had partial paralysis.
Wow.
In my hands. Sometimes I couldn't walk. I had to walk with a cane. And it was a lot of mobility issues that I was having. And I was going from doctor to doctor. And they would do all these tests and they would always come back normal. And then finally, my sister, who's a therapist, she posed the question, maybe it's just stress. And so then I was like, oh, well, then I started researching it and I didn't realize what stress does to the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so I realized that that's what it was. So then that brought me back to my healing ability because I'm a natural born healer. I've always been able to heal people with my energy and my hands since I was a child, myself and others. But then through my progression of my career, I kind of
you abandoned that, right?
Exactly, yeah. And so that really brought me back to my healing ability, and then I was able to heal myself within just 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this healing ability because obviously I believe in it. I think it's biblical. I think it's
definitely
universal.
It is.
And we've always had healers in our community.
Yes.
And I think what you just mentioned is so true for many, that we get involved in corporate America to such a degree, into the grind, into the hustle,
mm-hmm,
that we completely forget that God has given us all of these amazing gifts that we're supposed to utilize not only to help ourselves, but to help others.
Yes. Yes.
You figured this out. You figured out that you needed to return back to this natural gift. How difficult was that transition to walk away from the corporate?
Well, what I did was I'm a very methodical person.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to, you know, I also like to live a certain lifestyle, so I didn't want to just abandon everything and just jump ship. So what I did was I started, you know, training more and developing my gifts more and, you know, developing my healing ability more. I started to do some of that on the side while I was still, you know, in corporate America. And then when I was able to make sure that my income doing my part-time thing, my mm-hmm. little side hustle, mm-hmm. once that was able to match my full-time income, just doing it part-time, at that point, then I could leave. That's what I told myself. And I needed to see consistency for 6 months. So I did that. And then 6 months later, literally, I manifested that. And it, you know, I was able to jump ship and leave. And it wasn't easy because, obviously, at the time, my entire persona was all around this successful, you know, business person. So it was it took a lot for me to jump ship and leave. But I had a lot of faith in my path and my purpose and just took a leap of faith and did it.
On the other side of the break, I want to talk about the services you provide, how mm-hmm. you connect with individuals who come in your circle.
Okay.
And also how people can enjoy your podcast and Ask Monica and some
yes.
of the questions you've asked before or answered before on that platform, okay?
Okay.
We got more on the other side. You're still getting real with The Realest Man on Radio. News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. Still in the studio, Monica Bay. Monica, before I get into your Ask Monica and your podcast, Life Mastery with Monica Bay, let's talk about this hypnotist thing because okay. this is intriguing to me.
Yes.
All right. So you're a natural healer.
Yes.
Do you heal by way of do these three things and you'll be healed? Do you touch people and pray? Like, how does it work? What's the process?
Well, I am a Reiki master, so that's okay. that's a Japanese form of energy healing.
Yeah,
and I also incorporate a lot of different forms of healing into my own modality that I've created. But basically, a lot of the healings I do are over the phone. So I'm actually healing people from a distance. I have clients all over the world. So mm-hmm. I even have clients in Singapore and UK and everywhere. And so as long as they speak English, I can help them.
You can help them. Okay.
Yeah. And so we're just over the phone and I'm able to tap into their energy system and heal them with my energy and different techniques that I use. So it's a spiritual healing on the emotional, mental, physical and spiritual levels.
That sounds really involved. I don't know if
it
I
is.
Want you to tap into my energy. I just feel like that's a big commitment to make over the telephone.
It's very peaceful. It's
okay.
a very peaceful experience. And actually, when I'm healing people, they can actually most of the time feel something happening in their body. Mm. Even though we're over the phone, we're not close to each other at all. And they can feel like they may feel like tingling in their leg or they may feel kind of just some weird sensation going through their body. But at the end of the day, at the end of the session, they all feel amazing and they feel changed and they are changed over the next few weeks.
How long does the typical healing session take over the phone?
About an hour.
About an hour?
Yes. We go deep.
Wow.
We get into all the. So what I do is I remove the things that are holding people back.
Okay.
And so what happens a lot of times is people have trauma mm-hmm. that are affecting them in their lives today as adults, that usually the trauma is back from childhood. Sometimes it's an adult trauma, but a lot of times it's trauma that they don't even realize was trauma.
Sure.
So it could be, you know, their parent yelling at them when they were 5 years old, that they didn't get a beating or anything, but it was traumatic in that experience. Mm-hmm. And that can actually cause energy issues that can carry them through to behavioral issues and lifestyle pattern issues in their adult lives.
What's your website?
It's monicabay.com.
Jamin, go ahead and put her website on the Real Talk page, Monica Bay, MonicaBey.
Yes.
MonicaBey.com. We're going to put that up. Let's talk about you hypnotizing people.
Okay.
Okay. How does that work?
I also do that over the phone. So I used to have a wellness center in New Jersey, mm-hmm. a physical wellness center. And so I would heal people in person. But since I've moved to Atlanta, I have been doing everything over the phone. So I do healings and I do the hypnosis over the phone. And basically, a lot of people are afraid of hypnosis, but it is the most relaxing experience you can ever have. It's relaxing, it's motivational, and it's inspirational the way that I do it. And so it's basically just like listening to a guided meditation. They're on the phone. They're just listening to my voice, and I hypnotize them. I bring them into a hypnotic state, and then I use hypnosis to change their mindset, to change their limiting belief systems, to give them more confidence. It depends on what they're coming to me for.
Can you hypnotize somebody to go to work?
I can.
See? That right there. All right, here's what I need. I got about 4 or 5 parents who are listening right now. and their child is still on the couch every morning when they leave.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call me to mentor your child. You need to call Monica Bay to hypnotize them to go to work.
Well, I'll tell you an interesting story. So one time I had a father who came to me with his son who was a wrestler. And he had, because I have people that have me hypnotize their children all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a wrestler, and he was one of the best wrestlers on the team. The best, they would argue. And then what would happen was during practices, he would always win and perform on, 100%. But then when it came to the match or the meet, whatever they call it, I think it's a match,
mm-hmm.
he would end up coming in last. He would, he would always lose. And so his father brought him to me to hypnotize him to get rid of some of the fears and stuff that were inside of him, because he was basically having kind of stage fright. And so I hypnotized him, and then he just started, winning every single match.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about what you said? It brought something to my memory. When my first year playing baseball, and my dad was actually a semi-professional baseball player. So baseball was kind of in the family, right? And so I'm playing baseball. And I'm really good at practice. I'm so good at practice. I had never played a game in my life. I'm so good at practice. They put me as the leadoff batter. I'm playing center field because I perform very well at practice, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it's time for me to get up to bat, I get terrified
mm-hmm.
about striking out.
Yeah.
And because of that, I decide to not swing for the fences, but to bunt
mm-hmm.
and run fast and get on first base. I was a fast guy, right?
Yeah.
I did that for the whole game. I did that for the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the coach came to me very upset because my demonstration on the field was not connecting to what I did in practice. And I didn't know what it was. I didn't realize it was basically paralyzing fear.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, that's exactly.
Yeah. And we had to work through that. And it took two or three games for me to overcome that and to start actually swinging the bat in a regular game.
Good, good.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, it takes much longer than that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting that you can do that, because I know that's a real thing.
Yes.
From experience.
Yes. And the thing is, it all lies in your mind.
Yeah.
So, and then when you have stage fright, it's really a lack of trust in yourself. And, fearing that, I'm going to fail, I'm going to do this, mm-hmm. so I'm just going to punt the ball instead of mm-hmm. really going forward.
Right.
And in the case with this kid, it was that, he was afraid, he had all this pressure on him because he was being told that he was the best. He didn't want to not be the best.
Yeah.
And so it was actually paralyzed, literally paralyzing, mm. where he was not able to do what he could do.
So amazing. People can check out your Ask Monica segment on Rolling Out. You can go to the Rolling Out Facebook page. It airs live it comes out every Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday, 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m.
Yes.
And people can enjoy it. Like, give me some of the questions or answers you've gotten.
Okay, so one of the most recent ones was, which I had a lot of fun with, was I called the episode Prison Bay.
Prison Bay. Yeah.
Because the question was, someone wrote in with a question. The scenario was that they had gone on some website. There's a lot of websites where you can meet prisoners and kind of do these.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, you didn't know that. Yeah, apparently there are a lot of websites where you can go on and actually pen pal with people while they're in prison.
Wow.
Yes, yes. And so there's a lot of women, and men too, but there's a lot of women that do this. And so the person who wrote in, she was, pen-palling this prisoner, and they were dating for about 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, before he didn't have visitation rights, but then all of a sudden, whatever happened, he was able to have visitation rights, and
okay.
he wanted her to come visit him.
Right.
And so the question was, because she was afraid to come visit him, because now she's like, oh, now it's going to get real. It's easy before when it was just kind of a...
She playing games with him.
Yeah.
She done led this man on for 8 months, damn it. And now it's time to go on your first date. Granted, yeah. it's in prison, but it is your first date.
Yeah, romantic date in prison. You know?
All right, so what kind of answers or responses you got from that?
Well, I gave my answer was really why did you go into it to begin with? Because, usually, obviously, there's something going on if you decided to go into a program to pen pal with a prisoner to kind of get into a romantic relationship. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with something that you're trying to avoid. So, that was part of my answer about that. And then also, realizing that depending on why she got into it, what she's really looking for, also explaining to her the difficulties with being in a relationship with someone in prison. Obviously, the visitation and lack of being able to really see each other during holidays and things like that. And then I also touched upon children, you know, having children with someone in prison.
Now, was he in for life?
No, he was in, I believe, for 10 to 15 years.
Listen, the brother's coming home one day.
Yes, yes.
He's coming home one day, y'all.
That's true. That's true. But then, so what I told her was that he can, I told her that, you know, he can, you either choose to do it or not, but these are, you just have to understand what your, what the issues are. Yeah. And so, you know, it's to each his own.
That is so interesting. All right. So you can find Ask Monica, which we have on the Rolling Out platform. It comes out every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Just go to the Facebook page. It's right there. You can also go to rollingout.com/Monica Bay.
Yes.
Monica Bay, and that's B-E-Y. Monica Bay. You can go to rollingout.com/Monica Bay and find all of her great commentary articles and also her archived segments. Now, your podcast,
yes.
Life Mastery with Monica Bay.
Yes.
All right. Tell me about the podcast.
So the podcast is my brainchild. I love it. So it's called Life Mastery with Monica Bay because I am a very strong proponent of people mastering every area of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times with the clients that I get, they have the outward appearance of success, but yet they are actually not happy. And there are certain areas of their lives that are lacking because they're focusing so much energy on just one area of their lives. And when you have that, you end up in situations like I was in where your body starts breaking down on you or you're stressed out. And so I think it's important to be to live life holistically.
Yeah.
And so, you know, having all of the areas of your life, you know, having wellness in all areas of your life and really mastering those. I mean, can you always master everything? No, but to strive to do so is the goal.
How can people catch the podcast?
The podcast is on all podcast platforms. It's on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, everywhere where you can find podcasts. You can also watch it on my YouTube channel because we also video record it. And then you can also check it out on my website, which is monicabay.com/podcast.
There it is. Sister, it's been exhilarating. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
All right. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.